back to your life as a child. Did you pepper your parents and teachers with questions? Why do dogs bark? What makes the sky blue? Then you were probably pretty typical.
Most kids are scientists to start with. They're asking questions, asking their parents or asking other people. So my name is John Pierce, and I'm a professor emeritus at the University of California at Santa Cruz.
How long have you been a scientist?
All my life. From a little boy.
Pierce spoke last week at Bodega Marine Laboratory about his life as a researcher.
What there really is just a lot of good stories.
And he spoke about a particular problem that he's noticed again and again.
And one of the challenges that I found was that if you have a really good story based on observations, and then you make new observations that change the story, it's very difficult to change because people like good stories.
One prime example? Something you might believe yourself? The explanation for why the large, beautiful anemones living on our coast are a striking green color.
It was known for almost 100 years that they also have symbionts, plant symbionts inside them. So a story is really a nice story that the plants make them green.
The trouble is, that's not true. John's wife, Vicky, proved this during her research in the 1960s. The old explanation is so nice, though, makes such intuitive sense, that the couple still sees it in books, brochures, and when they visit aquariums. They usually point out the mistakes, but they don't seem to be annoyed. One of the best, most exciting things about science, John says, is the ability to change stories. He bows in deference to the master.
Darwin was one of the best storytellers of all. I mean, he looked at things, saw problems, saw issues. Why do we have so many species? Why are they different in different islands? And then he, by observation, became to the idea of natural selection, which explained the story.
That bit about by observation, that's important.
People are storytellers. We go all the way back to, you know, our roots for telling stories. The difference between a scientist and a non-scientist. Non-scientist sits there and just dreams up explanations.
Good stories are so satisfying that we can get caught believing things that aren't true. It's hard to give up convenient, well-loved explanations, whether they describe how society works or why the tide pool anemone is such a pretty green. But by listening to the inquisitive little kid inside us, we can uncover new, richer, and ultimately better stories.
Isaac Asimov said that one of the most interesting statements that a scientist can say is, "That's odd," and they see something which isn't like they think it should be.
We still don't have a great explanation for why anemones are green, by the way. So the terrain is ripe for the next generation of storytellers. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.